July 9th, 2008. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
From Pedro Show here at the Love Crotto on the Pleasure Point.
Yeah.
A very rare nighttime show, yeah. Brother Matt.
Hot summer nights. Wild yeah. Kingdom in the evening.
So the Wild Kingdom might be a little quieter being at this time. Only home 3 days. Just come back from some gigs. I leave again Friday. Me and Brother Matt are joined by some very special guests.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi.
From Recess Records, several bands, Pedro Transplant, but for many years now, one of the originators of the Porchcore scene over on 4th Street, but now 3rd Street?
Yeah, moved up a block.
And West a couple of blocks.
Yeah, that's where the life is.
That's where the life is. Mr. Todd Congeliero.
Welcome.
And his buddy from Chicago.
Isaac. Cool.
Isaac Thorpe.
Welcome
and
to
in
Pedro.
Fact, you guys, this second time Todd's been on
yeah.
the show. And you got a band with Isaac.
Yeah, we have this band called The Bible Children, which is with Dios also. So it's me, Isaac, and Dios, pretty much, from...
Yeah,
Thorpe.
Dios.
Joel is here now, so...
Dios has got the three keyboards.
Yeah. Or I think they have two now, but they might have...
Dios Mala.
Yeah.
Is the full name.
They probably had five keyboards at one time. I
wow, I think I played with them when they had three keyboard edition version. So Bible Children with Isaac and some of the Dios people.
Yeah, yeah. We played 4th of July on a very nice built stage on Grand Street.
And I was in Norway on the 4th of July. You were on Grand and what? Here in Pedro.
Yeah, like in between 17th and 18th at Katie and Beth's house. And
not too far from Vinny.
Yeah, he showed up at the midnight hour when everything was
came strolling
up.
In.
Where's he tonight?
Yeah, he's supposed
said
to
he was
home.
Going to come by for a while. I should tell you what we started the show with. Mr. John Coltrane, Chasing Another Train, live at the Village Vanguard, 1961. like a, from a bootleg record, and I know the stuff is all released as a box because I got it, but it was just something about that sound of that squirrely thing. And then we shoot Kahundo with Why Do We Distrust the Machines That We Make?
Yuka.
I get to see her next month because she wants... She ain't seen the Stooges.
Oh.
And we're going to play New York City.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah. So, she's mixing Dos album right now.
Cool.
You know, we still got a couple songs to record because, well, I wrote it too busy for Kay. It was hard to fit into parts, so I reorganized things and basically just parted out my part. Fuck it. I wrote it too full. And so I sent her, you know, a thing, a little rough rock, because she wants to come tomorrow before I leave and record. And so I send her the thing, Pro Tool session, and I get this message back. You're crazy. So maybe in the next break, I'm going to be gone for 16 days, and I come back for, I think, 4 days. And then some U.S. gigs in Canada. First time Stooges in Canada since their old days. I think they're in the early days. Miss Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
You going to whine or rant?
I'm going to do both. Depends on where you lead me.
I ain't leading. Back to the Bible Children. Was that who played 4th of July?
Yeah. We played, Toys That Kill played too, but that was when it was pretty late and drunken, but, we played.
You made sure the prime sobriety phase was...
Well, it was our first show with Isaac here, and it was kind of we had to learn his songs, and...
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of...
Grand shitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think, Isaac?
I thought it was fun. It was a really good time.
Have you ever been to Pedro before?
Oh, we've come through here on tour, maybe. I'm in a band called The Arrivals, that's probably.
Yeah.
And we've come through on tour a few times, but actually, I don't think we ever played a show in Pedro.
This is my first Pedro gig.
We played 4th Street House.
Oh, yeah, we played 4th Street House.
In the living room?
Yeah.
That's my job. I remember what show it plays.
He's the gig rememberer.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that was 4th of July, too, when we played 4th of
July. Oh, what a trip is that?
I remember.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you got to come here every 4th of July.
Por favor? Per favor, eh?
We got a wide array. What kind would you like?
One Thai beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
So I've been thinking I should drink more.
Geek's time. So she's been learning us a little bit. Brother Matt's been there. I haven't been there yet.
It's righteous.
Yeah, I really want to go.
Yeah, a few of my friends always go there. Like it's no thing. They go to lunch there.
Richard fucking Bonnie's been there.
Yeah.
It's just a long ride.
Well, shit.
You got to stay for a while.
You
marathon sessions.
In the metal tube breathing the farts. But you know what? I'm firing back.
Okay. Yeah. Fire with fire.
Drill them.
It's like that Metallica song.
No, what you do is when you go to the head, you just start carpet bombing it.
Cluster bomb.
Into the cock with the mask on, which is rolling.
You got to play hide a duke too when you land at someone's house. So.
Is that it too?
Yeah.
Hide a duke.
Leave a prize.
Yeah, hide a duke.
Leave a prize.
Yeah.
Somewhere hidden. You'll be finding the captain's head.
The captain's log.
Yeah. Got it. So Isaac, back to your, I guess, second Pedro gig.
Yeah.
But your first Bible Children gig.
First for everyone.
Yeah.
Or no, I guess not.
They've done some gigs.
What am I saying? Yeah.
They were. First Isaac augmented.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole thing about it, because we were on tour, it was Candyland and The Arrivals on tour, and he was, you know, talking about coming here and starting a band, and And I listened to his songs, and I was like, why don't you just join this band? You know, I like his songs better than mine, so it made it, you know, made it funner for me. So, and we've been recording with Joel. So
you like his songs?
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a craftsman.
You discovered him through the Arrival, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a recess record release of an Arrival?
Yeah, it's we're gonna play it number two. We should start off with it actually, since we're talking about it.
We're gonna play some of Todd's got a label now. How many years? Oh, by the way, this is Pete Todd Isaac.
Hi. Hey. How you doing?
She's from Glacelle Park. She ain't Pedro. She makes the L rides down to help fortify the show.
No, doubt. On a Wednesday.
You worked that chair perfectly. Nobody ever makes it their own like that. Cool.
She treats it like a throne.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect.
So, Recess Records. I mean, we did it on the last show, went through the whole dealio, but you've got to have a lot more releases since that show. That show was over a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know what number we were at, but I think it's 115, 115, so. And there's like, you know, I don't have them all in print, but that's the number, and I don't catalog number like those robot numbers you see on.
Right.
It's
a non-robot label.
Yeah. Run by a
non-robot person.
That's 115, what time frame?
Weren't you going to letters?
I will once I get to 200.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You know, you were talking to Brother Matt here while Mr. Coltrane was playing about you selling more vinyl than CD.
Yay.
Yeah, nowadays, for
and
sure.
You said it was one of your greatest predictions.
Well, no, my only prediction. Every other
that
prediction.
Makes it a pretty great one.
Yeah.
I've tried buying.
Singular.
Like, imagine me trying to buy stocks. You know, it doesn't work. So I just put out records. But yeah, I was. You know, like there was guys in other labels just like, why you put out vinyl? You're stupid. That's why you're in debt. That's why you don't make money. And
Sounds like they're whining.
That's what I started off doing, and I like selling records, and I did CDs just to bring money in so I could put more records out, but now it's to a point where I sell 10 records for every CD, so, and it's just been picked, you know, it got picked up in general. Like,
that means people got record players.
They're even selling record players a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
You just go drive by Best Buy, there's some old man walking out with a USB record player.
Yeah, like, plug it right in.
You know, like, 80-year-old, I saw an 80-year-old walk out of there with the USB record player, so.
Or somebody pushing him out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, I mean, he might have been buying it for his, you know, his grandson or something, but I thought it was his.
Records.
I thought he was like, he wanted to like, yeah, he was buying the new Bananas record for his.
That's right.
But,
Bananas, you know about them? Or Pedro?
No.
No, really, they're Orange County, right?
They're from Sacramento, but they just played, they played Harold's on Saturday. One of these Saturdays, that just happened.
So Harold's been happening regularly again?
What's that?
Harold's been happening regularly again?
Yeah, yeah. It was, I think, some weird crap was happening.
Right, and that ended. And now I think Congress called Levels.
Yeah.
Something.
And there's no more gigs.
Well, there's gigs there, but it's weird.
Got
like Manhattan people or something?
I don't know. I walk in there and it's like, it's just like some dance club or something.
Yeah, well,
know,
the Tommy's Yacht Club, that other place was weird too.
Crimson?
Yeah.
I haven't been in there since they changed over. I heard it's crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah. There was nobody in there. They've got a dress code that, like, so no Pedro people go in there.
Yeah.
No tennis shoes, no tank tops, no baseball hats.
Right. No
Because the people that.
What rules do you have?
It's probably the people that are buying those lofts, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, who
exactly.
Are they? Like,
yeah.
They might go
and nobody's
there,
buying them, so that's why there's nobody in
they
the bar.
They spell it wrong, too. And then across the street, the portal is now Sports Bar.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called, Sports Bar.
Yeah. Pretty creative.
They had to hire a consultant for many
months. I thought that was a cop bar for a long time.
It was.
It used to be forever, yeah.
It was in the old days, big time, all mustache. It's next to the courthouse.
Mm.
Anyway, so some things change about Pedro.
Marina del Pedro.
But we're not going to get bummed out about that. What does a band have to do to get signed to Recess Records?
Don't send me a press kit. That's you're banned for life if you send me a press kit.
Play a gig with you.
Yeah, just like going around touring, we meet like band. Like that's how I met Isaac and the Arrivals.
Our strength brother.
And
a lot of the bands, right?
Yeah, but I mean 99%. I can't even think of a band that sent something in and I was like, whoa, this is great. I mean, there was talk of me doing something. Like I have received a CD in the mail that I thought was great, but it didn't. I don't think it ever panned out to a release.
Why they had a press kit?
No, I don't.
It was just a CD.
Yeah, it's just a CD. Like, hey, and a handwritten letter by somebody that was not.
And
a
you
robot,
liked it,
robot.
They already had a CD out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't think I've ever done a release that's been just solicited to me without like getting in touch with me first. You know, so like. I'm probably
like
forgetting about
something.
Those
ads in the back of the LA Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I played with one of those drummers
Curious
before.
Spy.
Yeah, just like driving around and meeting them.
Back page.
Yeah, playing with them, like the old days.
I'm like the Johnny Appleseed of punk rock. I walk around and...
Sammy Seed Toss.
I walk around barefoot and looking for bands.
Well, you know, I kind of knew that. But I just, since we haven't got to the point where people can read my mind.
Almost.
I'm pretty near. So I have to voice these things. Now, my big dream, you know, is to actually tour with one of your bands.
Yeah,
when I get time, I want to play bass in a Todd band.
Hey, that's mutual. So
really, it's a big dream in my mind.
Bass players are flaky, so it could happen tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'll prack. Shape and ready. I can't wait. I like your music a lot. We're gonna play some music now. Some recent release from Recess Records here on from Pedro Show.
By hiding propaganda in songs, children almost become immune to what they're actually saying.
To the great speculation, they were done with me. Still man, the camera assembled by machinery. Time to change, watch 7 days a week. Assign a text ID and set them on the street. Complications have you hold, we have these ways we want them constantly. Sun arise, we'll bet it's buried in the factory. That's when the blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. We'll let the blood hit the ground. Blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. I read a book, it had a plot about a government. It led until the end and left the folks to fend their own. We've not showered, not stopped, lost some fibers in our cars. A self in a race, a task of feeling time expedient. Now heard I draw the better than the promise made to me. A prosecution and a national prosperity. That's when the blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. Blood hits the ground. We'll let the blood hit the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. When the blood hits the ground, that's when the blood hits the ground. Blood hits the ground. We'll let the blood hit the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. Blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. We'll let the blood hit the ground. Blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. That's when the blood hits the ground. Blood hits the ground. Ha 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 ha.
We just heard some new bars. A song called Shoot with the exclamation point. Played that because it was going to be four songs from Recess Records, but the turntable isn't working.
Yeah, we got problems.
So all that talk about vinyl.
What's that about?
I was kidding.
What's that about? So,
wah, wah, wah.
It's fun.
Anyway, Todd's selling more of it. It just ain't going
to
be
listening to it
a
now.
Lot from Pedro Show.
Not today.
I said I put it on. I didn't say it to play.
Just like guitars, you know, people buy them in tune sometimes, but they never last.
It's a big teaser.
Yeah, what's that about? So, tell us something about Swing Ding Amigos. I know we played some last time we were on the show. Was it the same song?
I hope not. No, I don't think it was. We met them in Tucson. They set up a show for us, and
that's where they're from.
Yeah.
Tucson.
Tuxcon. Yeah, they have a
Tucson.
They're crazy over there. They made you take off your shirt.
Just
looking at the color.
I ain't got my shirt on, people.
It makes people do weird things. Strange. Like just looking at the cover.
It's all sweaty in the Love Grotto here. Yeah. So. And to peel off the shirt.
Soccer thought.
And so they're a power trio out of Arizona, and you met them playing.
Yeah.
In fact, they put on the gig. They wound up on the label. How many releases?
They have. This is their. They have like an LP before this, or it was just on CD, and this is their.
You know, the safe word is album.
Yeah, that's. I said LP, but only on CD. It's one of those rare CDs, you know.
Yeah.
Which is really good, but they did this one for Recess, and I like it the best.
Oh, this is the only release on Recess.
Well, I did a. There was like a split 7-inch too, but okay. The only like full, you know, full album. Or album, as Snoop says.
Yes.
Damn, did I say that?
And then we played...
Is that Vinny Vegas?
It might be. Vinny Vegas. And then we played before that. It was supposed to be Bananas, but couldn't get the turntable to work. You said you could, like, sing the rendition.
Outside my window, I see Vinny Vegas. He brought his motorcycle.
AG.
And he's
doing the show, baby.
Are we on the radio right now?
Yes.
This is crazy. You know what you'd look like?
He's trying to.
Oh, the song's over.
The turntable wouldn't work. And so he's trying to sing in lieu of that.
Yeah.
I
did it. It was a cover.
For one brief moment, it's got to not be about you.
Oh, gee. We're Vinny's world.
Just a moment. Then it's going to be all
Pedro
about you.
Show. We got the Vinny from Pedro's show right now. Yeah. I'm on three whiskeys and half a beer.
So you got some catching up to do.
You know what you'd look like without your shirt? That Raymond Pettibone drawing where it's
your girlfriend.
Will I turn on you or will you turn on me? Or
that's what made him do it. He looked at that picture and he's like, "Oh,
that's my family."
Oh,
like that. No, I'm second generation, born in America. My mom's Mexicano.
Pull up a sofa.
Some see mom.
Jump in the pile.
No, yeah. Jump in the dog pile.
Cabrón.
What's up? My name is Paul Vincent. First name, baby. You have a name?
That's Isaac.
Get down, baby.
Now, before, come on.
You got any more of this?
Yeah.
Are we on the radio right now?
Yeah.
On the radio.
Gracias. See, well, ouch.
Before,
this I feel like I'm in Turkey.
Swing Ding Amigos, we played.
The Swing Dings?
Underground.
No. Okay.
No, we played Rivals, Isaac's band.
Yeah.
Did you write that song, Isaac?
I did.
Yeah, what's it about?
I watched this documentary about the Weather Underground. And
yeah.
It's kind of about just like rich kids who. Made all the right moves and grew up and decided that all the right moves weren't worth anything. So that's what it's about.
Have a little.
Yeah.
Like going to school and getting good grades and getting yourself set up and then saying like, oh, this is crazy. This country's crazy and this life is crazy. Yeah. So it's not exactly about the weather underground, but it's kind of like hearing them talk about it when they were young and stuff, that's what inspired it.
Oh.
Bitching.
And then we started off with the Underground Railroad to Candyland. And,
Hey, G, did you wax your shoulders?
It's not a shoulder waxing.
I've been doing that lately. I've been waxing my back. Nah, I've been surfing and stuff.
Put a cork in it, dude. Go ahead, Todd.
I mean, I really, the closest thing I can think that song's about is really about shoulder waxing. Like, I don't really know what the song's about. It's kind of like seriously, that could be the best.
No, but it's over and over. And
that's just gotta hurt.
You know what's trippy is like.
That's like taco meat.
Hey, you know what's trippy? Over and over, you use a Shakespeare spelling.
Yeah.
Are you a man of letters?
It's like, hey, look how smart I am. That's all it is. It's. There's no substance to it, but...
How long has Recess Records been going?
It started... Well, I put out cassettes in 88, but I put out the first piece of vinyl.
So it's
a
20-year label.
Well, I count it 1990, just because that was when the first vinyl
released. So 18-year label.
Yeah. Or 20. We can go 20. All
right.
I think I feel better with 20, you know? But we should have had a celebration. It's like, man, let's just keep it 18 so we could... Not like flake on the celebration when 20 years come.
Those first ones were cassettes.
Yeah.
Did you bring
I count
cassettes?
Those.
You have a cassette player?
No.
I didn't ask that.
I
feel uncomfortable playing those type of cassettes.
No, but he could have been holding it. Or you could do a rendition.
All right.
Yeah,
but it's with the wax show.
Oh, man, he's gonna get his butt kicked right about now.
Hey,
do that kickboxing thing. You can break it off in your ass.
I'm janky. I'm cool.
Can deal.
Minions on the ground. That's a big thing.
No, it wasn't bad. It was good, actually. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to apologize for... No, seriously. The last time I was here, the last radio show that I came to, man, I had a ferocious headache, and I fell asleep, like, through the whole second and a half hour on that couch over there. And I didn't say nothing to no one. I should have just went across the street to Mr. Lee. No, Mr. Lee doesn't own it anymore. The fucking Sings own it. The fucking market over there. Mr. Lee owned it like more than 15 years ago. But I apologize.
Okay. We're at the end of the first hour, July 9th, 2008. Welcome to the Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. July 9th, 2008. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
In case anyone is looking for a job, here's the list. Quantum operator wanted. Pay, minimum prevailing wind wage. Duties, to soak up energy and fuse atoms at a star factory. At the end of the line, create paper dolls from local fluff. Grab interpenetrates for phylotactic packing of forces in ancestral designs, in phases of cold matter. Find customers. To qualify, no problems of a homeless mind. Knowledge of boom. Experience, origami, nanoscale structures with zipper action, assembled scaffolds for solar cells. Program, the rector of rectum will read from the roster. Life sucks. Order from disorder. Certainly as old as certainty. Would I live longer in Loma Linda? hot consciousness. The heart is quicker than the eye. Self-eternity. Choice is quicker than the brain. Please make sure to pay your dues and don'ts. Carnival rides. Get your tickets now. Guess how many human variables here tonight? Throw a quasi-ergodic curve in space and win a hot water bottle. Hit the perpendicular harmonic oscillators with a plasmatic hammer. Win a rational connection to an irrelevant difference. Win a date with Zeta, the breakaway gene. Ride the survival machine through spirals passing their origins. Find the hot wire of neural circuitry with all the seashells and galaxies you can carry to the end of time. Win Roy Acuff's great speckle bird. One snatch and sax, please. Hold enough aged flower power to throw the compass needle off its course. Timeless as the orphaned cat curls in the vanishing spot in the rug that its owner had made. Each movement like a paralyzed spirit. Sweet as the first Phoebe Snow. And James Carr. The trees send a message to their leaves to never fall, to severance fall, their fortunes made in color trade. Jesus Prozac juice, 45 lightning strikes a second, a lot of magnetic energy. All I knew on the farm was no other electric power, except now the closed circuit kind. That became a part of our lives, our veteran paths.
start off the second hour with Charles Plymell, who is a writer from the Beat Days. He lived with Neil Cassidy. He's from Wichita originally, but he did several adventures. Wrote some books like Last of the Moccasins and Hand on the Doorknob. You should read. I think I'm going to get to play string bass behind him in Philadelphia in August.
Wow, cool.
He's in his 70s now, but sharp, sharp man. And a lot of experiences. Very interesting cat. How'd I meet him? Thurston. And Grant Hart. That was a poem called In Case Anybody's Looking for a Job. He was doing a reading somewhere, 2007, I think. So last year. And then we heard Many Birthdays with the 130th Dream. And then a song called Interlude by Light, a band I toured with in February. 14 gigs in 14 days. And then we heard Parts 1 and 4 by Dick Liquorer. You like that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Bob, L-I-C-K-E-R-E-R. How would you pronounce it?
One more time.
Liquor.
Liquorer?
Liquor.
Liquorer?
Maybe liquor.
L-I-C-K-E-R-E-R. Liquorer. Dick Liquorer. Probably a very...
Let's change the subject.
Elevated
concept. Fonzie jumping the shark.
I want to talk about Recess Records. Unless you got something to say, Vinny.
I'm cool, man. I'm chill.
I want to talk about Fonzie jumping the shark.
When did you find out about Recess Records?
I would guess it Jason Falk.
All that was happening Todd when he found out about Recess.
Yeah, Todd was singing for FYP, and he wasn't even playing guitar. And the thing I remember about him was he was doing the Curlies. My like first memory of Todd, like, oh, that's Todd, that Congelaire. I don't know how to say your last name.
Crazy Larry.
But Curly, you were doing this thing. You were singing for the band, and you're like, you know, Curly from the Stooges used to lay on the side and do like the circle, the and like you're doing that and singing. It was pretty.
I read about
crazy
that.
Live show at this, like at Jason Falk's house.
And I read something about Curly Joe, not Curly
doing a Curly
Joe.
Shuffle.
The worst one, Curly. When he would do that, it's because he'd forget his lines.
Yeah, get stabbed.
And had to do something.
Sure,
it was
very expensive
line,
to film in those days. So he would just,
in hindsight, knowing Todd, I would probably figure something similar to that. But seriously, that's
no,
like
those
my first.
Were, they were from vaudeville.
Yeah,
vaudeville was all about
My first memory of Todd Congelaire laying on his fucking side spinning in circles. Fucking, and that was
so
and you're in Torrance back then. You lived in Torrance.
But you talked to him and what? He says, I got a label?
No, I was like living with Craig and just kind of fucking heard through the know and didn't really intrude or ask. Just kind of found out, you know?
I think when I met you officially, I broke into your house.
Yes, you did. The first time.
You were sleeping.
When I lived, I'm on 21st, but. When I was next door, and that night, I got drunk early and I passed out. And my current and right now, just one, the first one, the little one we used to go by. My landlord came by that night.
I used to beat on that habit.
Oh, you ring that bell! I couldn't get away from you then because it was down below. It was on. You know, we're in the fucking pit. You're going pedaling 6 in the morning, Danny Down Dalton from Utah. Fuck, I don't want to go. Like, told you, and. I mean, I almost died, man. One time, I almost died. Literally, almost freaking died on bike rides. Like, at least passed out. Boom. Watch the mic.
Todd breaks into your pants.
Yeah, backstory is my landlord came in real quick. She's so fine, this wonderful woman that lives with her husband. They're all lovely. They let me move in the back of their pad. Now I'm like Fonzie. I'm above the garage.
Yeah.
And she walked in because her husband passed out in the bathroom and they had to use my toilet.
Yeah.
So they walked out and I locked the front door. Fucking weird. People are coming to my house. I'm asleep. And did that thing where my feet were on the floor and I was laid back sleeping on my bed and he came through my kitchen door with Craig Ibar. I woke up because I saw him. I'm like, oh, I know that dude. But, like, haven't, like, chilled out with him, like, chillaxed, but knew him.
Give me your cuttings, bro.
And I look at Craig going, hey, what are you guys doing? And
he saw you at the Green Day gig.
Yeah, you know, at the time, like, I can't even vividly remember, like, the band. I just knew, like, I don't shit know. I'm done. The camera, I mean, they made me nervous. Todd came into my house and I was sleeping. And I saw his ass. I looked at Craig and go, what are you guys doing in here? We want to play music or record something, because I had a little recorder that I, the same one that you had. The same one that Fostex thingy with the just push it and it slide. It's real easy.
Yeah.
And
I thought I was trying to take your money.
So I'm talking too much, but Todd shit is crack-a-lacking. And the best thing, I love the fucking FYP song, man. Ian Stewart is a crash test dummy. I fucking love that song. So that's my old conch song I like. And my new conch shit that I like, a little conch, a little fucking love you, is that the Underground Railroad to Candyland has genuine sing-alongs. I'm not going to compare them to other bands because they're not comparable to other bands. Good sing-alongs. I see Jack brings that in, I think.
Yeah.
I really do, though. He's like, so that's that. Yeah! I don't talk anymore. All
right.
Thank you.
You wore out?
That was like scary. He's making me nervous with the camera. I can't chill with the camera. Like I can look at it and go like, hey, and then cool. But, like, she's waiting for a random shot.
So Todd, what you got on the burner coming up?
God, a lot of stuff. I can't even think about it. I'm doing a first DVD, like Japanther DVD, and
wow.
And I'm re-releasing all that Screeching Weasel stuff on LP. And
so what? It's like a gig.
You
Japanther.
Know, yeah. It's actually a puppet show.
It's a puppet show.
Yeah, it's. It's pretty hand crazy.
Pump. You know, if George Hurley saw somebody picking their ass, he'd call them hand puppet.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely somewhere in between a puppet show and a hand puppet show. But it's good. It's got, like, flippy...
I mean, you visualize it. Let's take a moment, be silent, and visualize that.
Get your scratch on.
See, we don't need a DVD. No, but that's interesting. They're from New York?
Yeah, like Brooklyn. Not, you know, they're from all over. They're all over the place.
And so, what about music? Anybody local?
I just did this record by the Makeout Party. And I don't know, I guess we're going to have to, like, sing the song again later.
Oh, fuck it, it's both.
But it's easy to do that, like, you know?
Yeah. They got back together again, right? Did they stop for a while?
I don't know if they stopped, but I like, maybe they did a little bit, but it seemed like Lee just, like, keeps, you know, his voyage,
right.
You know, remains.
And who sails with him?
Yeah, it's just, you know, whatever, you know, it's like, it could be Captain Kirk, it could be, you know, Bones, Captain Crunch,
Spock,
you know?
Scotty.
Get the Captain Crunch, and it breaks the roof.
You know, though, if it's the ensign you've never seen before, he's going to be the cat who dies. Right?
Star Trek? Taking him out. The guy you don't know, he's down. Yeah.
not an ensign, or a yeoman.
Stranger.
Yeah. Faceless. Walk on. But any Pedro bands?
There's always, I don't know. It seems like there's so many good bands, like, coming, but they have ways to put out their own records, you know. Like,
so you're not putting them out?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, like Killer Dreamer.
Who do you like that's playing around town here now?
Well, you know, like Killer Dreamer, they, you know, yeah. They put out their own stuff. They have, like, sure. Means of it. And
Raul Morales, drummer.
Yeah. So
Mission Band drummer.
You know, it's like, you know, it seems like everybody has their ways of getting records out, so it's, you know, it hasn't been discussed yet, you know, so.
Do you feel unneeded?
I would love it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I always, you know, I definitely would love that if it worked out and somebody needed it and stuff like that.
But there must be cats that, like,
man, I just want to be on Recess Records.
Just tell them to come to my house and we'll talk about it.
No, I'm not.
No, just kidding. I was kidding about that.
You know what I mean? Because the label has a rap, a great rap.
Well, I don't really feel that, like a lot of times I don't feel like, a lot of times I think people talk shit about it all the time, and, you know, I don't know, I just don't really feel that people, like, I know there is some people that say that, but they're not from here, you know, they're from, Elgin.
Sometimes, I think...
Blue Island.
People don't appreciate it, they're too close, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, besides playing Pedro, which is, one of the best experiences in the world, but I feel like L.A. and the surrounding areas are our worst places to play in the whole world. Like, I mean, we could be in some Texas city that's just unbearable to be in, and it'll be a little bit, there'll be more energy and...
Yeah, happening.
Just people seem happy to be there, you know, and it's like, I guess it's just being near L.A., it's like... You know,
people take the
curse,
stuff
you know.
For granted.
Yeah.
Maybe where they have to make their own thing happen, they see more value in it.
Yeah, it's like they want to go to what's already happening instead of making their own
thing. Instead of making it happen.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard.
It's a human thing.
Yeah, I don't want to judge it, but it's horrible to be around. You know.
And that's why you like touring.
Yeah. I love playing in other places. You know.
Yeah. Done a lot of tours. You got a tour coming?
We're supposed to go at the end of October out to the fest in Gainesville, and then
it's probably on the way you'll do gigs.
Yeah, and then I think we're gonna circle the country. Yeah. So we don't really have plans yet, but it should happen, you know. And we're going to Tucson with Candyland this weekend.
All
right, Friday, Phoenix, and then Saturday in Tucson.
Where is it? Where?
I don't know if this weekend means, you know,
I don't
know. This weekend might be, you know, some other weekend.
No, I'll be this weekend. I'll get the show up tomorrow night.
All right, cool. So this weekend, Arizona.
And where at?
I don't even. Phoenix is Friday, and that's at this place called Trunk Space. And then Saturday, it's at the Vaudeville for Vanessa Sharkpants' birthday. And that should be pretty
Shark
crazy.
Shark Pants has got a release on Recess Records.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing you find about running a label?
Accounting, because that's it's just the thing you avoid, and you're just like, oh shit! But somehow you have to do it, or it's gonna totally sabotage you in the end, you know. So it's like, I hate that. Everything else is awesome. Like, I like putting together orders and like doing the website stuff and just to stay busy, and it's fun, you know. It's like I got my new laptop, let's go.
Right.
That laptop though doesn't play my CDs, so your laptop. So I'm gonna have
it's
to say that's
purse.
That's a weird match.
I call it a purse.
Well, whoever's holding it at the end, you know, that's the
Sorry
guy.
Sorry about that. Played the Boris. Played the Rivals. Maybe it's particular. It's got scruples. Brother Matt, you've got a new mixing desk here to do some spin cycle on.
I hope.
Okay.
Got some new gear.
Well, why don't you take it away?
Cool, we'll give it a try. Thank you very much.
Roscoe, there's a boy that knows some well. Could be a baseball player. if I mention I destroy it. So I created a task force to develop a new drug. A better drug. I want to make sure drugs are available for all children across America and around the world. Drugs. Let's take drugs. For those of you making up your mind, drugs. All I can tell you is, I want to take drugs. Drugs. Let's take drugs. It's your government making decisions for drugs. Drugs. Free express. American people do drugs. Taliban leaders do drugs. Judges do drugs. Terrorists do drugs. Every day drugs. Drugs. Free every night drugs. Every day drugs. Drugs. Free every night drugs. And tonight. And tonight, I want to take drugs. And free expression. And we will let's take drugs. And tonight, I ask you to join me. And tonight, I want to take drugs. And we will. And we will let's take drugs. During times of crisis. Drugs. I want to take drugs. Free expression. I also drugs. Want to go to Washington and get some drugs. To get some drugs. To get some drugs. Free expression. To get some drugs. Free expression. Let's take drugs. To get some drugs. To get some drugs. Free expression. To get some drugs. Free expression. Take drugs. Free expression. To get some drugs. Free expression. Take drugs. Drugs. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
happen. It didn't 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 happen.
Another dish of the spin cycle, brother man.
Thank you very much.
Todd, you were touring in Japan last month?
Yeah, Candyland's been going out there, since, I guess, 2 years in a row since last,
And brother Jin helped you out there?
Yeah, Jin from Underground Government, the label, and his band, The Know People.
Right. And he's now a partner with you with this Recess Japan?
Yeah, I just I talked to him about just putting out stuff out here that he puts out and other bands that we played with in Japan. Like there's so many great bands out there, and it's like no one out here. It's it's hard to get people's attention out here,
Yeah.
So
you're gonna release bands from there here?
Yeah.
But then Brother Jin's going to have some stuff released over there.
Yeah, he usually just puts out CDs, and vinyl doesn't really sell out there, so I'm hoping to do vinyl versions, but right now it's just downloads, just to get some attention without, having to spend money that you don't really
have.
Pump
it up.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
That's right. Yeah, that was Costello, dude.
Rocky did,
too. And so what are going to be some of the first releases?
Well, like these ones coming up, it's Belly Button is just a really good...
Belly Button's played in Pedro.
Yeah.
With Harold's.
You played with them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've
been out here about 3 times now. And they're coming out again in October.
When I saw them, they were with No People.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim sings and plays guitar.
Yeah, for No People. And
Fumi on bass.
Yeah.
Fumi's been to a couple of my gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing over there.
They were telling
great
me.
Great cat.
Yeah, and he's got a great cat, too.
He does.
Yeah, his cat is awesome. Just
Neko.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah. I
forgot its name for a moment, but I can't think of it.
How many gigs do you do over there?
When we go out there, we do about probably 10, and we mainly stay around Tokyo and, you know, just a little bit outside for a couple of the shows.
You haven't been to the smaller towns like Yamagata?
We have been to some of the smaller towns, and the last year, like in 07, we went and we went down west and we played some of those smaller towns, and it was
It's interesting. No. So you got to drive around and see the country.
Yeah.
So it's not congested like the city seems to be over there. Because no, I've never been there.
Nature. Yeah, it's really majestic actually, but when you play the shows, it's
in the urban thing and it's all.
Yeah, the shows in Tokyo were super fun though. Like the shows west were good, but there was, it was kind of different.
Right. So you got to see the Sea of Japan.
Yeah.
Do you surf it?
No.
It's way more wild.
I can't surf it. There's
little
no-see-em
things, too, that get on your skin, like little no-see-em bugs.
Yeah. What's that?
When you're surfing out there, little no-see-ems get all in your wetsuit and stuff.
It's I ain't going then.
Parasite type things.
That's the thing I hate about surfing. It just never happened to me here, but I have other excuses for not surfing. But
do you still skate?
Yeah, occasionally. I just skated a ramp in Lomita. That was really fun, and I try to do that. It's just hard to get around to doing it.
What do you think about the park here in Pedro?
Oh, I love it. It's awesome.
Andy Harris put together.
Yeah, those guys, like, I can't believe, like,
Robbie O'Connell too.
Yeah, I can't believe that because it just started with this bump, and they're like, come by and skate this bump, or you just roll over it, and I was like, yeah, that's fun, but like, I can't believe it. It turned into this,
the whole thing.
It's nuts.
It's legit.
And I gotta say, to answer a question that I got deer in headlights over, I was talking to Vinny, and a San Pedro band that I really love is the Leeches. Like that's that's a band I would love to release. Like they're
Raul Morales. Do they still play around?
Yeah, they just played recently. Like we were just talking about how great they were.
They've been around forever. They're kind of
on and off.
They're sporadic. Just and they come and go. They're really. Their presence is enigmatic. Much like their appearance when you see them.
Organ, bass, drum.
Yeah.
And what, garbage bags?
Yeah.
With the bags on their head.
With those freaking garbage bags, they show up with those. Like,
must be sweaty in there.
Hey, it's the show, though.
I know. And they...
The gig comes first.
That's right. Yeah, I'm into it.
You saw Raul playing in that band when you were curious about jamming with them for...
He was standing up.
Yeah, he was.
That's when he used to use 3 drumsticks. Why are you laughing, Pete?
I don't know.
Are you talking about his ween?
3 drumsticks, I think I heard myself say. So let's play some of these upcoming releases from Recess Japan, okay?
All right, this is Belly Button. Let's go. Thank you.
from Pedro show. We heard, just heard, sorry about that, Rob, with the song Great Big Kiss. It's a cover, right?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about Rob?
I want to walk right up to her and give her a great big kiss.
Yeah. Sweet.
That's you know.
No people before that with Paper Cut Girl. I saw them play that song. I remember that one.
Yeah, they're grade A people.
Big time. And then we started off with Belly Button, a schoolgirl. Now they got their own person that travels with them to dress them. What were you saying?
And to bathe them. And well, it was just one of these girls that traveled with us when Candyland was out there. Hiromi, she actually built all their suits when they play live, so. You know, it's crazy. And she bathes them, too.
She bathes them.
Yeah. Nice. Make sure they're clean for the show.
That's yeah. Cool. End of that. Well, we're at the end of the second hour of the July 9th, 2008 Wild from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. July 9th, 2008's third hour of the Wild from Pedro show.
We're the Hollow Men. We're the Stuffed Men. Leaning together. Headpiece filled with straw. Glass.
great to be back with you. I am feeling well. Mind if I just sing? I'll start upon hearing the bell. Mommy's baking birthday bread and daddy's drink destroys his head and fiddle this and cousin's asleep. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's busy masturbating, sissy's sewing sweaters so her fine fiancé fits in the sheet. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. You should see my fancy outfit. You should see their eyes. Mommy's polishing pottery and daddy wins the lottery and grandma's little nephew's in bed. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's luring Barbara and sissy's in the shower shaving stubbles like her fiancé said. Cool daddy-o. That's me. Yet I'm a cool daddy-o. I'm so debonair, but I don't care to stick around. I'm getting out of here. Daddy says to go away and little distant cousin woke up. I'm still a cool daddy-o. Everyone just settle down and listen to my song. Love is breaking broken shows. Sissy is proud of herself because her fiancé is choked up. Cool daddy-o. Just a cool daddy-o. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. I'm just a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Oh God. Is that all right?
Let's do it again. Watt from Pedro Show. We start off third hour with Same Hop by Same Things. And then we heard Bass Bombs by Terroristas. And then Cool Daddy-O by R. Stevie Moore. You know about R. Stevie Moore?
Mm-hmm.
This is his cat. He's been making records, homemade records in his pad since late 60s. He's made over 400 records.
Wow. Oh.
All homespun. Huh? In the 60s.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Dedication.
He got a hold of me, you know, hey, Mike Watt. Like, wow. He's an older gentleman. Older than Watt. Been doing it a lot longer. It's great. Actually, in the 60s, there was a garage band movement, and there was people putting out little records. It's more a regional thing, but it all got lost with arena rock, and that's when punk, we discovered sort of like Renaissance. Speaking of which, Sunday I played in Barcelona. Now, the way the gig before that was in Norway, and it was very late in a little town out in the woods, so big hell ride back to town, didn't get to comp. And then via Denmark to Catalonia. So I was all warm. But I wanted, I've been to Barcelona four times and I shirked on the Gaudi, you know? Anthony?
Mm.
And so I was going to make sure I went. So it's one reason why I couldn't pedal this morning. So I had big hamstring pulls. I jammed 6 straight hours of walking, hoofing. And saw 4 of the Gaudi buildings, went down La Rambla. It was a Sunday, so I didn't get to see the open chow market. I went to the sea. Now, the Gaudis are, I mean, you know, obviously that word, right? Gaudi,
it's overwrought too much. But what I saw was it kind of being organic. And if you go to a jungle, it's not simple. So I think he's getting a lot more respect now. Stuff is actually very beautiful. And if anybody's ever read Dr. Seuss, you can see he must have been into Gaudi. La Pradera, but it was the Casamira Mila. Built an apartment building. It's a functional thing, but all these curves and tricky forms, especially when you go to the roof. But the whole thing, and they've turned it into a museum, and on the bottom floor they had a big exhibition of ukiyo-e art. You know about that stuff? You've probably seen the tsunami wave far from like 1800s. And all of a sudden the people got big. It wasn't just big nature and big blank. All of a sudden the people, you can see psychology on the women's faces. And things. So they had this big thing. So it was worth the pain. And went out. The gig was near Girona, maybe two hours away. And it was a field of sunflowers.
Wow.
You ever been around sunflowers? They're big. Yeah. I've been to Kansas. 6 feet high. Big fields of them. I think we were doing this song, My Idea of Fun is Killing Everyone. Mm-hmm. And somebody had a giant sunflower, like a hippie kind of trip. He just tore that thing up.
the trippies. They're not hippies, they're trippies.
Well, some young person with a big sunflower in his hand. But, you know, me being a boy in the 60s, I had images of a demonstration, putting a flower in the guard rifle. Yeah. Kind of. So it was familiar a little bit. So the cathedral he built, you know, Sagrada Familia. He got hit by a streetcar or something. I mean, he's an older gentleman, but he never got to finish it. And I think the plan is to finish it in 2022. I mean, this thing is a work in progress. And other parts of it, other architects. It's pretty amazing. Big, weird spirals, fruits on the top. You know, they've got like nativity scene and there's music going on. One of the angels is playing a bassoon. I've never seen, you know, you see the harp, right? Maybe some trumpet, Gabriel, but a bassoon. You know, that tripping out of
the bassoon. Like a fucking plumbing
double piece. Reed. Somebody was telling me, Steve McKay, the Stooges of Saxon, he said, high rate of strokes with bassoon players. Because that little double reed, you know?
Wow. Occupational hazard?
Yeah, strokes.
Whoa.
Now, you know something about strokes.
How about
last night?
Oh, the Lonely Style strokes? Yeah, that's like more like grooves, you know. Yeah, strokes. I get my stroke on, you know, when I'm swimming.
Right on, Vinny.
No shame,
dude. No, I've been getting down in the fucking ocean a little bit, you know, lately. That's been my thing. I like to go.
He's in some body surfing.
Yeah, and a little longboard, but I'm hurting on it. But the body surfing, and you know, little.
So maybe you're going to get ready for kayak.
Yeah, ready now. Time to get it.
Brother Matt's been yet.
Paddle on.
You've been here.
Paddle on, soldier.
Bet you we got the yak club right down below you.
You know, when I was in Venice, right, you take a boat because it's a lagoon. There's no cars allowed. And on the way back, saw an older building, and the paint on the side was Venice Yak Club.
Yeah?
You got a kayak club. I didn't see any. There's a lot of gondola. And you know, the gondolas, that's an oar. It ain't a big stake.
He's big.
I hear people tell me it's a stake and they're pushing the thing. Nah, it's an oar. There's a big deal, too. They just allowed women. It was heavy.
Gondoliers?
Yeah, they didn't really want to. It wasn't a sexist thing as much as like they wanting more competition. It was already hard enough. Scrounging up gigs.
Yeah, you should be able to do what you want.
Yeah, maybe not be afraid of competition. Maybe it's some ladies are good at it. Maybe you gotta get better. Saw some righteous art there at a place called Peggy Guggenheim Collection. Mainly futurist, data, surrealist, wild stuff. Severini, Tangai. Pollock, one room's all Pollock. In fact, one of the paintings has a couch in front of it.
You can sit and trip on it?
Strip on it.
Yeah, soak this one up.
The other three kind of getting numb. Big Daddy.
Is this there?
No. That wasn't there.
Got to get prepared.
You got some more music.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
Yeah, I got a big bag of it.
Okay.
Well, that's the record. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
Watt for Pedro show. We're very sad, and Vinny Vegas had to bail.
It is sad. Poor Vinny.
The spirit's still here. All over the deck. You're laying in it, Pete. We just heard Nynek Attack by Attacks by Swing Ding Amingos again.
Look,
and then
cool.
Once again, Underground Railroad to Candyland, Todd's band. Paint Thin Walls. Sorry.
That's cool.
There's thin walls between your pad and your former
Jack's. Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Espralia, the gas station on 17th Pacific.
Yeah.
That was Espralia for the show.
Yeah.
Espralia's real deep in San Diego.
Yeah,
cool. Big Slab family, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see Jack walking to Slavko's. It's like,
no problem.
Get hey. Give him free
start
nuggets.
Shoveling.
He doesn't need money there.
Take some nuggets.
And we started off with Later Alligator by Shark Pants, which has got the same cat from
Swing
Ding Amigos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
He has two.
Swinging both ways.
Yeah. Swing You got it, brother man.
He does? I didn't know this.
No?
I'm taking the record out of print right now.
No, that's all right. Let's freak flag fly.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming out of Tucson right now.
What, Strong Scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Isaac's in this band called Digital Leather right now. Like that's pretty.
Digital what?
Digital Leather.
Yeah.
Like they're going to Europe a lot. And
what's it like?
It's like, you know, if you put on some leather and it's digital.
Get digital, yeah. What, like synthesizers?
Better than Corinthian.
But it's kind of like, you know, it's in that same vein as the, you know, Sweeney's and Shark Pants, but, you know, I guess more digital, I guess. I don't know. I'm stupid at describing music, I guess. But
that's all right. Music's probably best experience. I think Charlie Mingus said something like, talking about music's like dancing about architecture.
Like the clown.
The clown, that's a great tune.
Let's do it. Come on, we don't have we can't play the record. I brought it.
Wow.
There was this clown. He was from Chicago.
Mr. Mingus was from here. He's an LA cat. Eric Dolphy. Charles Mingus. Yeah, who's that cat? Who does the PBS? He did a thing on jazz.
Ken
Burns. Burns, dude.
That's it. Say his name, Pete.
Ken Burns.
Yeah.
There's no Mingus. Nels would be in a hell of a rage.
Yeah, that's wrong. What's up,
you
Ken?
You like that? I'm in a hell of a rage.
Again.
A lot of people got excluded.
Only a little bit of Coltrane, even.
He dropped the ball on that one.
No Mingus. Whoa.
Bad.
What's that about?
Bad.
Maybe he's the clown.
Yeah. So where do you see Written Recess Records going?
I stopped thinking about stuff like that, like about in probably 98.
The big vinyl prediction?
That was just, you know, like right after that, I just sit in my hot tub and wait for my big fat elephant checks, sipping martinis.
That's
it was like, it's kind of like discovering gold if you think about it. Vinyl's on a comeback, I tell ya. You see? No.
Well, you're venturing in DVD land with Japan 30.
Yeah, just, you know, right on the forefront of DVDs.
Right.
You know?
So maybe some scratch and sniff.
That's a great idea.
Root beer on that right. One. Choose your own adventure books. I don't want to say English anymore, I guess. The Vinny Vegas experience.
No, I like this venturing out to other lands.
What about Europe? Do you think about? Have you been? You've toured there, right?
Yeah. In 2003, that was Toys That Kill went out there, and it was cool.
Yeah.
I like Japan better, though. I'm sorry, Europe, but.
Why?
Oh.
It's more concentrated.
Yeah, I just like that constant mosh pit in the subway, you know.
You know, they outlawed smoking on the sidewalks because people were burning each other.
Yeah, there's actually ads that, like, or posters.
It's in the sidewalk.
It's crazy.
With the things on the sidewalk. Like there's little areas by bus stops and stuff, but no more smoking on because it gets too tight.
Kids are getting burned. When kids are getting burned, you got to put the cigarettes out. Like that's
reconsider.
Shorter people.
Kids. They're kids. Short. They're shorter.
Put them all. Yeah, you pick up any of the lingo yet?
Yeah, like, what's that one that...
What's that one?
Obviously. Obviously.
Sushi.
Choto mate.
Choto
mate. No, it's way better than sushi. Choto mate, easy tiger. That's Jimmy's favorite. He's like, Choto mate.
I know a song
says
about
it. Says it to all the ladies.
Choto mate, kudasai, 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 choto mate,
easy tiger.
Kudasai, yaigo, benjo. I mean, excuse me for a minute. I'm going to go out and dig a hole and take a dump or something like that.
What? It doesn't have anything to do with a tiger?
No, it's old war song.
I think it means, like, hold on a second or something.
Oh, they're telling Jimmy that it meant easy tiger. But I have this impression that it's something to do with sex. Like, you want sex now? Easy tiger. Choto mate.
Use it as you will.
That's what I thought. So I guess it's just, excuse me. Choto mate! He's like doing that and everyone's laughing, so we're the clowns this time.
But my friend in Japan, he sang that song when he was out on a date with some girl and she was disgusted. How could you sing that song to me? Because we thought it was like meant go to the bathroom, but it was like more primitive, like go dig a hole and go.
Go take a shit.
It's a little history of folk song.
Stop tight.
Yeah, relax.
Relax.
You're constipated. I can't date you when you're constipated.
I thought kudasai was give me.
Let's go back and make it right. We have to go back to Japan and make this right.
Yeah, I don't know.
They like to mess with you, though, with those... first time I went there with Toys That Kill, I think it was 2002 or something, someone was like, Chin Chin, you know, holding the beer up, you know, trying to cheers me, and that meant, you know, dick, or what, you know, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, yeah. But pecker.
Express yourself.
I was doing that to everybody.
Chin Chin. Express yourself.
That's great. I'm very happy to be here as the great country. And then I bought a jacket that said Pachinko on it. It was $5. We were in the like crazy rain, so I had to get it. And I had a backpack going over Pa, so it was just Chinko. And the belly button girls were around me, just going, "You cannot do that!" Like, "No, absolutely not! No, no!" Scare like, and I was like, "What does it mean?" Like, it's like, you know, same thing. The ween, you know, the wing. But, and then, you know.
What about the pachinko? You know, Navy housing, all the sailors would bring back these machines, so we'd be in Navy housing. And, you know, we thought they were some kind of pinball. There's nothing, you don't work anything, you just drop them.
It's like, ding, 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 ding.
What shit is it?
Yeah, that's gambling, though. That's gambling here, even. You know, it's the ball is out of control. You can't control the ball.
Yeah, I know, it's gambling.
It's the same thing.
We thought it was some kind of game you played. You're just putting the ball bearings in the slots. It was like, God, this is kind of lame, man.
At least like, you can watch the Super Bowl and go, I have something to do with this, you know. But the ball is like, I have nothing to do with
yeah,
that.
Like, it's like, you know, you just watch it come down, but it's a form of gambling. These pachinko pads are huge there.
Yeah, and they're loud, there. Too.
sit there all day, you know, sort of like the Las Vegas, like one-armed bandit or something.
Yeah, you walk by any of those places, it's like quiet, peaceful neighborhood, and the sliding door opens, and it's like, screaming, like whining, complaining.
Pachinko.
Celebrating.
We had no idea what it was. But everybody had one in the garage that the fop would bring home. You know, I've been there. I've been to Yokohama.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, they really have fun with this?
Yeah, where's the thrill?
You know, we just didn't know. It's a gambling trip.
I don't know if they have fun with it out there.
No, they're trying to win money. But we were kids. We thought it was something. You're involved. You're not involved, except dropping the ball bearing in.
There definitely has to be somebody there that has fun with it, but they're...
Well, you're hoping it pays off, probably, you know?
We keep selling them.
It's like dice, you know? Just throwing dice, you know? After a while, it's like, man, there's got to be more to this, huh? Throwing dice... You know, that's what it was like. But, I mean, they're ornate, and they've got all these little nails in there that the balls are bouncing off as they come down. I don't know. It's a trip. My early experiences. I didn't have anybody to learn me. But, the different language thing, they could have fun with you.
Yeah, I was at they should.
Toll booth, and, hey, how do you say, can I have, please have a receipt? The guy told me these filthy cuss words, and I said it to the door. I mean, the guy's face was smiling at first, you know, and then I say these words, and I could see his face turn to not smiling. That motherfucker's in the back seat laughing his head off.
He was
having fun.
My hero.
You could have a lot of fun with that, though. Oh, you want to know how to say this, huh?
I'd do it if I was them.
See that policeman over there? Well,
but they wouldn't do anything. The cops over there don't. You could say, hey, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say crappy things right now, but you could say crappy things to cops and they'd be like, oh, okay,
white gloves,
as long as you're not hurt, that's fine. Like, they're actually really cops over there, it seems like they actually help people, you know. But
see them in the little boxes.
Yeah.
Cop in a box.
Yeah, it's trippy thing. Kisatsu, that's what they call it. Well, I was driving with a guy, and I guess he rolled a stop sign, and the cop come running. He's running. And then there was this trippy thing. Yeah, it was a polite, a little different.
Are your brakes all right? Like, are your brakes good? That's what he's probably doing. Like, I can imagine that. And then probably handed him a pizza, you know. We like pizza. It's good.
Before our round begins, idiot move. options lifespan. Mithril dance showing the cause of death. Taking care of a hot cheddar axe. Neglect to eat during the bout. Blood contains the copper. The iron rich hemoglobin. Highly complex nervous system.
Was Life is Octopus, something new from 5471. And now here's Kaigara Bushi by Keiko Ueda.
Thank you.
You know what's got to open up for touring is South America, though. God, it's our neighbors, so close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go all these thousands of miles.
Yeah, they'll make it convenient.
No. But okay.
I know. Yeah, when I went to Venezuela, it was like a... Leaving from my door here to getting in my door there was like a 36-hour trip. You can't just go direct.
Yeah.
They don't dig on Hugo.
No. No go with the Hugo.
He's just a character.
So it's like steady as she goes with the label. You like how it's been happening the last 18 years? Maybe some adventure with the DVD.
Yeah, and like I'm, you know, I can't ask for the musical side.
How many bands you got going, Todd?
That are actually active right now?
Yeah.
Out of all the releases, probably about six. I don't know.
Isaac, you've got.
Yeah, the Arrivals are definitely active and.
No, with the Bible.
Oh yeah, children. Yeah. You became more active.
You mean you play in the Arrivals too?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like Todd-centric.
Oh, damn.
You've got the Bible Children. You've got the Candyland Underground. Sometimes you do FYP.
No, well, maybe a couple songs here and there, but we don't really do that band. Like with Toys That Kill, sometimes we might play if we...
You'll do some FYP stuff.
Like that thing that you played.
Didn't you have like a reunion? Maybe it was a gig.
Well, that thing that you played at the Echo, like we did like seven songs, you know, just to.
But it was basically the Toys That Killed.
Yeah, that was just to celebrate the 100th release, I guess.
And, right.
You know.
And of course, you got Toys That Kill. And.
Something else, maybe.
Is it just a Todd band? Do you do solo stuff?
I'm supposed to do something on July 18th in L.A., but I made Joel from Dios play with me, too, because I can't get up by myself. Like, okay. The guy that asked me to play this guy, Daniel, like he wanted me to do that, but I can't do that yet. You know, like, I feel weird about it.
All right.
But, so Joel's playing drums and... doing backup vocals, and if there's, I don't know.
What about recording on your own?
I always do that in my apartment and just make up songs and stuff, and that's what, like, Isaac, that's why he wanted to, like, come, like, me and him do a band, because we both recorded on our own in our house, and you know, it just made more sense.
Why don't we both record in the same house?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's try it out and see. And, like, somehow it all works out. Like, our songs, like, melt together and, like, I don't know.
Have you released anything by Jack Spraglia? Because he does rap.
Yeah, he did that Full Blast, you know.
Right.
I mean, he's still...
It was a duet.
Yeah, him and Benjamin Klein.
That's right.
Yeah. He had a falling out with Benjamin Klein, though. Like, Benjamin Klein stole all his money and gold. Now, I don't know what happened.
Stole his gold.
Yeah, he has a bunch of gold. Like, they think they're pirates in that van. So. No, I don't know. he keeps talking about doing it again. I hope he does, you know, because it's, you know.
Yeah, right on.
There's an epic Herald show that I think you played or...
Yeah.
I don't know, something. That was a great moment, you know.
But... You record on your own. Have you released any of that?
No, I just put up the songs on MySpace. And
you never.
No, like some. Actually,
you're weird about that since it's your label.
Yeah, I don't feel like releasing it myself, but like my friend from Minneapolis wants to do a 7-inch, so that's. It sounds like it's going to happen. You know, it's one of those things where I won't believe in, you know, until I see, and I'm not really expecting him to do
this,
it.
Man.
No, I don't believe him as far as I could throw him. No, he's... I believe him. It's just like one of those things where, you know, a lot of people like say things and I see it as, like, I'm really glad you like this, but with this stuff I'm just not, like, confident with. I'm just like, well, if you do it, I'll tell people about it, but I don't really think it's going to happen, you know, and like... But he calls me all the time and tells me it's going to happen, so I do believe him. He's like... the trustworthy guy, but
you don't sense a taunt.
No, I think I do. That's why I don't believe it. Like, no.
Speaking of telling people things, you want to tell the website for your label?
RecessRecords.com.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to spell it for people.
RECESS Records. You could spell that. .com.
Yeah, RECERDS. I'm sorry.
Recurds. When the milk turns to curd, you'll be there.
No, but go there and check it out. He's got a very extensive catalog, a lot of good sounds. He brought vinyl. We can't get the turntable working.
Damn it.
So that's why we had to double up on some of this here. But I'm a big fan, and I really admire your ethic.
Thank you.
Just your vision and having fun.
Yeah, that's
a happening thing.
Thank you.
Good spirit. Honored. I mean, we talked about this before, but you were actually worked for Pedro. You're Torrance.
Yeah, I grew up in Torrance, and
hey, you came here and you make shit happen. You know, so that's cool.
It's like you know,
you're like a little.
What are you guys doing? You know, it's like the Bobs and Office Space.
You rock.
No, I opened up a record store here, so I kind of moved into it because I couldn't pay rent at my apartment, so it just kind of weirdly happened. So.
Right.
And everybody's like, you know, I love everybody around here. It's like community sense of it, you know. It's so good, you know, so.
Now, you're a guitar player.
Well, I hope so, I think.
Instruments?
I'm trying to learn piano right now, so.
Really?
Yeah, but I suck at it. It's like.
Well, you're learning.
I always do enough just to get me by with whatever song I want to do. I learn just enough, and I mean even other
the
aspects
lips,
like
the Brahms.
Just what? No way. Yeah, totally. No, I mean even with like Photoshop and stuff like that. Anything that has to do with like learning this. It could be a complex instrument, or it could be the most primitive instrument. I always just learn just enough to get me by, and I kind of get to a point where I just stop there. Like, I just that's it. Like, I don't ever try to perfect it because I feel like it's gonna make me weirder. But with the guitar, I'm like, I've been actually like really loving to play it lately. You know, as far as you know, trying to learn every little nook and cranny about it, but Eric Clapton just won't show me anything every time I watch him on a video, you know, so I gotta learn from, like, Greg Ginn and shit like that, so.
Greg Ginn's making records again.
Yeah?
Yeah, he moved to Texas. He's got a couple bands out there.
Yeah, like as a kid, you know, you always loved Black Flag, and you'd never appreciate the actual guitar that's going on. It's like, it's not.
Oh, I always thought it was wild.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's, I don't know. You can say that about, everyone talks about Jimi Hendrix, how great he is, but no one ever talks about certain, I don't know, like, underground people like that, so.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Same kind of playing in a weird way, like, to me.
Yeah,
like,
but I think he came out of a time where maybe it was still a little newer, and so he helped to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
But a lot of that's just circumstance where he was in time. But he was pretty creative. In fact, I think his influence is so big, you just don't even know it because it's such a part of the thing. And,
well, I mean, he definitely was an alien, you know? Like, it's just, there's other aliens that never got.
Right, and he was coming out of certain traditions like blues and stuff. Maybe he's just the right man at the right time.
Yeah.
But he really did put guitar in a weird place. I think about sometimes if he would have, if he was still here, what kind of music he'd be doing.
Yeah, that's. I think about that about a lot of people. It's like, in a weird way, I almost don't want to see, like, I hate to say that, but yeah, I'd love to see them around. Yeah. I saw Dick Dale doing some Honda commercial, and it just seemed like he couldn't do that, Mizzou throwing around, like, he was just hacking everything. It's like, that's, you know, I mean, what a place to do it on a Honda commercial. That's great. That's the best place to do it. Like, but I hope he doesn't play like that live, you know.
That's
like
where
he's
last
like,
year. He's still quite a showman.
Yeah, like, I would expect him to do that. Yeah, like, yeah, it almost seems like he did it on purpose. It's like, I'm on a Honda commercial. Like,
with him, it's a Dewey Weber Longboard Festival. Yeah, just Tiger and an RV.
And, a Tiger?
Yeah, we hung out there.
Like, with a Tiger?
That was his pet.
Oh, man.
Big deal.
Still have his claws and teeth.
Do you guys have a rug for the Tiger and, like, a chair just to sit right in front of it? Like, that's crazy.
At the master bedroom. You're in the kitchen.
Oh, man. If this Tiger ever comes around, you gotta
call
him.
One of his albums. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, Siegfried and Roy. Two words.
Eat your heart out.
The three words.
You can't forget the end. I want to hang out with this Tiger, though. What the hell's that? I got Meower. I got a new cat, like, not too long ago.
Cousin.
You know?
Cousin.
He's related somehow. He's my Tiger.
It's a free gift.
Oh, Brother Matt just gave me a wicked-ass Tiger. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think if you scoot it, it makes its tail wag.
Oh.
It's one of those things.
Well, imagine its tail wagging.
Isaac, got any last words? We're coming on the end of the show here, and I know we've been kind of ignoring you.
Oh, no, just no last words. Thank you very much for having me over today.
It's been an honor.
Yeah.
Is Peak?
No words.
Yeah, you were a little mouse.
No rants.
No rants, no whining, no hand wringing, no kvetch.
Silently, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming, Todd, Isaac.
Thank you for having
Matt,
us.
Always for your aid in the bed.
Yeah, late night session.
I think
thank
the
you,
next
Brother Matt.
Wild Kingdom.
It's Wild Kingdom. Late night. Next show will probably be in Amsterdam. I'll be doing it on the road. I'll be back 16 days from Friday. We'll do another show here in Pedro. But in between, I'll do a show over there in Holland.
Gobble a space cake for me.
Will do. Okay, everybody. July 9, 2008. Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.